Our very special guest is Ron Grimben. You know, politicians and automakers say a car that can reduce greenhouse gases and free America from its reliance on that local gas station and foreign oil is years or even decades away, but Ron Grimben is our special guest here on WIBG, says a car is parked in his garage that'll do just what should be done. Ron, welcome to the program today.
Hi.
Ron, tell us first of all a little bit about the genesis of this hybrid and your technology and your experimentation over the years.
Well, I ran into CalCars.org in an interview with its founder, Felix Kramer, about a year ago, and he had the idea that pluggable hybrids could be a major component to a solution to a whole bunch of our energy problems, transportation. And the Prius could be capable of doing that. So I got on board. I've been a full-time volunteer for a year now, and we converted my car into a pluggable, or in this case, semi-gas optional hybrid.
How does it translate into fuel mileage, and what is the procedure by which you've modified this Prius?
Okay, basically, the idea of a pluggable or gas optional hybrid is that you have a battery and electric propulsion system in the vehicle that once you charge up the battery, it's like having a small second fuel tank that you can fill up at home electrically for an equivalent of like 50 cents to a dollar a gallon and drives much cleaner and everything until it's used up, and then the vehicle drives as an ordinary high mileage hybrid after that.
Now, obviously, we really want to get off the dependence of oil completely. This move is, would you consider it an intermediate step, or is this the final call?
Well, it could be part of both. Certainly an immediate step. We have the technology here now, which is what CalCars is intent on showing, that the auto companies could build these things right now, as opposed to, say, the hydrogen economy, which takes several breakthroughs and a whole rebuilding infrastructure and everything.
What kind of mileage are you getting with the Toyota Prius that you modified?
I'm getting about, for the first few miles a day, about double its normal mileage. Here in Marin, where it's hilly and short trips and stuff, I get about 45 miles per gallon on the Prius normally. As a plug-in Prius, I get anywhere from, depending on what sort of trip and how I'm driving and stuff, 65 miles per gallon to infinite plus electricity.
Okay, advertise 200 plus miles per gallon. Is that realistic?
Well, it certainly is in a couple of different ways. One way is Dr. Andy Frank and his students at the University of California at Davis have been building pluggable hybrids for decades now, and they take and gut the whole propulsion system of the car and start from scratch with a smaller engine and system that can drive electrically, purely electrically, for 60 miles before the engine starts. And with that, you could get easily, on the average, 10% of the gasoline usage that you otherwise would. So if it was 25 miles per gallon at first, it's 250. Secondly, these pluggable hybrids could also be flex fuel vehicles. You could use largely ethanol from cellulose, which is farm waste, and for the liquid fuel that you do use. So the neoconservatives, who are very concerned about the money that we're sending over to Middle Eastern countries that hate us and would love also to reduce our oil imports, are saying, gee, we could have a 500 mile per gallon car, and that's per gallon of actual gasoline, and because it would be using ethanol and electricity that are all generated locally. And incidentally, they don't care, but we do produce a whole bunch less greenhouse gases.
Ron, there's a lot of technology out there, lithium ion for batteries and so forth. Why can there not, at this point, be a way of building a discharge-recharge system on board that permits one set of batteries to be discharging while the other side recharges, and then a simple flip-flop IC circuit that would allow them to go back and forth?
Well, whether you have one battery or two batteries, you have to have your energy for propulsion has to come from somewhere. On a regular hybrid, that energy always comes from gasoline, and sometimes the gas, and basically the hybrid makes the gasoline engine more efficient, and partially by, for example, using up the energy when you brake or go downhill instead of having that go into heat. And what we're doing is we're supplementing the energy from the gasoline with energy from your house outlet.
Now, how can people get more information about retrofitting their hybrids? And obviously, not only Toyota, but Honda and Ford and others are moving into the hybrid field. Are they taking an interest in what you're doing?
First of all, we do say don't try this at home. There are high voltages that can be lethal. You should have, you know, somebody that knows how to work with high voltages. We have myself, I'm an electrical engineer, and we've got engineers and so on involved in this process. There is a company down in Southern California, Energy CS, who is looking at doing these conversions commercially, and they'll be selling for like $10,000 to $15,000 because they're using $10,000 to $12,000 because they're using $15,000 worth of lithium-ion batteries at low volumes. We believe that the car companies could produce these things for say $3,000 more than a regular hybrid, which you could easily make up in your gas savings, and with batteries that exist now, either lithium-ion or nickel metal hydride like they're using in the hybrids right now.
You're flying in the face of basically a David and Goliath scenario. It's a matter of supply and demand, and obviously people are, if they're willing to drive, you know, hog-guzzling SUVs and so forth, you've got the law of supply and demand kick in. Here in the East Coast, Wall Street is just rejoicing in this. They have admitted that they don't mind experimenting with the price and checking the emotional distress level in America. Comment on that a little bit.
Well, it appears that we're getting near what's called peak oil, which is where no matter how hard you try to find and pump more oil, the output is starting to decrease. And, of course, with China and India starting to ramp up their use of oil very rapidly, the price is just inevitably going to go up. And at this point, the production is so stressed that any little glitch in it is going to cause a huge repercussion. Well, this is only going to get worse, and it's not because of, like, unbridled greed or anything like that. It's just the economic workings. But it is much better if we can catch it in the early phases, and as well as catching global warming as early as possible, and do something about it before we're already, like, hugely stressed out.
Now, if people would like more information, tell us a little bit about some of the key websites they can go to.
Well, our website is California Cars Initiative, CalCars, is at www.calcars.org, and we've got links to sites all over the place.
And so we can actually foresee a car right now conceivably getting better 200 miles to the gallon.
Easily. We just have to, you know, car companies move slowly. They're just jumping on the hybrid bandwagon now, and we're saying, hey, here's another leap that's very easy to make very quickly that could make huge difference. One of the things we're saying, Ford and GM have junk bond status and so on, and they're trying to begin to catch up with the Japanese on hybrids and stuff. One of these companies could save themselves by going after this technology and leapfrogging the Japanese.
Ron, thank you so much. You've been very helpful. This, we've been speaking with Ron Grembin, and he's from Corte Madera, California. Ron, again, give us that website address, if you will.
www.calcars.org. Yeah.
Ron, obviously, there's even more information regarding perhaps community involvement. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the city of Austin, Texas is starting this out. They're really going whole hog for pluggable hybrid, and they have their own power company, which has a lot of wind power, and these wind power is there, comes mostly in the evening and at night, and they don't have much load in the evening and night. And they're going, wow, these pluggable hybrids could give us more load so that we could have more wind power yet. And so they're working out fleet buys for 50 of the biggest cities in the country. They're approaching and saying, hey, look, let's put together a buy of thousands and thousands of pluggable hybrids and present these things to the auto companies and say, look, you build these, we'll buy them.